שלום חברים, הקבוצות התורניות שלנו היום הן מאירופה, וינה.
Hello friends, our groups on duty are from Europe, Vienna and UK.
בבקשה.
UK please.
Good morning Rav. Good morning World Lee. Friends of Vienna and UK tens are feeling a huge responsibility in front of you and the creator. Our common intention during the preparation period was to establish and pass a feeling that the whole Bnei Baruch is a nation of Israel standing together. The Upper Force has gathered here only for one reason, to work in one mind and heart where we can build a new state of mutual guarantee. It's a system that exists and we want to be similar to that. Now, we're approaching and inviting the Creator. Let's add a new flavor to our unity and ask the Creator to be our guarantor. Vienna?
Давайте на этом уроке оставим заботу о себе и будем заботиться только лишь о товарищах. Постараемся почувствовать каждого товарища.
Let's leave all of our concerns for ourselves.
In this lesson, let's try to keep our self-concerns aside on the side and only care about the friends.
Let's try to feel everyone
and by that integrate with the state of
Arvut. Come closer to the state of Arvut. And we'll read a source excerpt from the Arvut Mutual Guarantee. We therefore see that all of Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side. On the positive side, if they keep the Arvut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot, meaning to bring contentment to their maker, as mentioned in Matan Torah. Item 13. On the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the Arvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth.
Vienna, בבקשה.
Vienna.
К активному семинару.
Question for an active seminar.
Ответственность каждого за товарищей на нашем пути, чтобы пронести.
Please discuss the responsibility of every friend in the ten towards his friends, so we can carry this responsibility in the heart throughout the lesson. Again, discuss the responsibility of each friend in the ten towards his friends, so we'll be able to carry this responsibility in our hearts during the lesson. Yeah, we are in mutual guarantee, we're responsible for one another, so everyone will reach the goal.
I
read one of the excerpts today. Love covers all crimes, where Bala Sulam writes that the Creator gave us a gift. When He gave us this imagination, the people exist outside of us. And this is actually help that we get, so that we are able to know through this that we can actually feel something outside of us. These are the friends, but really it's my soul.
It's interesting how you can carry the responsibility. If a person doesn't feel the connection between us and their responsibility and our influence on one another, how can we then take responsibility for something that is not felt? Rather, that we truly need to believe, as the Kabbalists say, that we are connected, interconnected, influence one another, and we depend on each other greatly. And take it as something that we have to cherish. And if we keep that, we might start to see.
And we have to depend on this. And we need to be worthy, worthy of feeling the responsibility of being serious enough. And for that, we need to ask, to be worthy that the upper force will give us this state where we live and understand that thought, prayer for the friends and for the whole world is the kli, our kli.
And it is the knowledge and the feeling of our responsibility towards the friends. Lack of knowledge or feeling towards the friends does not absolve one from responsibility. Like we ask children to be responsible for what they're doing, and that's why we teach them, and according to their development, that's how we obligate them. Similarly, we are obligated as well, whether or not we feel it.
Each one of us has a desire, has a point in the heart, a desire to attain the Creator. But we cannot attain Him alone. We can only attain it if we help one another, if we support one another, and only if we build our good between us, sign a covenant that we think about each other, care for each other, pray for each other. By that, we create a network inside of which we can discover the Creator together.
We can give an example to one another of the seriousness of concern, the care. That's how we'll develop it in each and every one of the friends. A feeling of responsibility. And each friend, if he counsels himself towards the society, sees their greatness, sees how much the Creator wants us to realize this role, how much each one feels this responsibility. So if each friend annuls towards the other friends, he will feel the responsibility towards him, with respect to himself as well.
Each one is responsible with respect to the complete, corrected, integral Kli. Each one is like a cogwheel, which is considered only with respect to its role for the entire system. If a little cogwheel is not turning in the right direction, it might be the smallest one, but it makes the entire system be stuck. So all of us should enter this lesson as supporters. We have to understand the degree of responsibility that lies on us and make the required effort to be a healthy, active part in the ten.
Yeah, Creator gathered us here, placed us together, and now starts the stage where we have to roll a little bit by ourselves, make a few movements to confirm that we truly need His help in this lesson and in every moment.
We are on this one boat, and we should be careful not to drill a hole. not really all beneath me. We're responsible for everyone.
The prayer from the Tens of Duty. Creator, you are almighty and merciful. Give my friends a greater yearning to care for and to support each other on the path towards bestowal, that each one will get included in the ten in Arvut, above all differences and transgressions, so we can all ask together as one to bestow upon you and to bring you contentment.